Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Gun control in South Africa. We were talking about all the deaths at the taverns. A lot of you saying that the only way to deal with it is to arm the good guys, not the bad guys. The thought about having a powerful or an effective law enforcement is absolutely vital in any of these conversations. What are our weapons of war? Well, in South Africa, we have another weapon. We've got a secret weapon in this country, and that weapon is humor. It's 8:48.
When my mother was called a kitchen girl, when my father was called a garden boy, I've lived that life. And I'm not going to take any nonsense of somebody who regards me as a garden boy today, because you regard me as a garden boy. You come here, shut up! Shut up!
David Scott, a.k.a. The Kiffness, a music producer and artist. A very good morning. Thanks for joining us today. How are you?
Yeah, not too bad. And yourself? Thanks for having me.
Yeah, great, great pleasure. It's so interesting because we've got different ways of fighting the status quo. And we saw that during apartheid, we saw that humor, theater was one of the ways in which we could fight this. And again, South Africans using humor to cope with otherwise very, very difficult situations.
No, definitely. I think humor, to me, just makes the truth a bit more digestible. And I obviously do that through music. You know, it just lightens the burden of the message a little bit and makes it easier for people to kind of digest it, I guess.
That said, you obviously take a very, very real and courageous view, because when you produce something like this, the Bekitele video or track that you produced, you have a very clear intention, and that is to encourage the minister, to encourage him to step down. So you are making your view known through humor. That takes courage.
Yeah, I mean, I'm no stranger to political satire. I've been on the firing lines with, you know, doing parodies of Julius Malema and Dlamini Zuma, and, you know, I think for the most part South Africans enjoy them and laugh at them, but it also makes me a political target. And I have received, you know, quite nasty messages in the past, you know, death threats and all that kind of thing, but you know, it's part of the territory, unfortunately, but on the same token, I'd take these threats with a pinch of salt. I think a lot of them are just empty words, a lot like Becky Kele, who, you know, uses his struggle credentials to try and validate the fact that he doesn't have an answer to Ian Cameron.
Absolutely right. And we chatted to Ian Cameron last week just to also give him the support, because it's absolutely insane that you have a guy standing up and talking truth to power, and the only defense, well, a couple of defenses, one is to try and shut him up, but the other defense is that, well, I've got struggle credentials. You know, if you're relying on struggle credentials to defend your inability or whatever it would be, your lack of performance, then we're in really, really serious trouble.
Well, I mean, it's worked for the ANC for 27 years. It's one of the things that they're actually really good at. The fact that they can stay in power with load shedding for 14 years is actually an incredible skill. And I think, you know, the sort of struggle credential card that they've been pulling over the last 14 years has worked in their favor. But I think people are starting to wake up to the fact that that card is expiring.
Overplayed, and, yeah.
Yeah, and I think people are tired of hearing the same old stories. They just want their lights to work. They want their communities to be safe. And they want roads that work. And, you know, people like Ian Cameron, so ordinary citizens like myself are standing up and rising to the occasion and doing the job for them. And I think people are aware of that now, and they want people like Ian to do the job that Becky Cele can't do.
What kind of reaction have you had to this latest track?
It's been overwhelmingly supportive. You know, in the past, my stuff tends to split the audience. People either love it or hate it. But I think in this case, you know, most South Africans, you know, can't stand Becky Cele, to be honest. And I think he really just showed his true colors, and it's open for everyone to see that he's incompetent. And I think most people want him to step down, especially those who are affected, those who are in communities, who experience crime, and, you know, they don't have a police force that helps them. And so I think people are just desperate for
absolutely desperate
for change, and people who can actually do the job.
Yeah, there's absolutely no doubt. There's absolutely no doubt about it. And it'll be interesting to see. Are you seeing, from your perspective, you know, you mentioned that people are people have had enough. People are starting to change. Are you seeing an encouraging groundswell of support for change?
Yeah, I really do see it. I mean, difficult to say until we reach election day to see what's going to happen. But I think, you know, I could be wrong, but I think for the first time we might see an ANC that doesn't have a majority vote. And I think that would just be wonderful for the country. I think, you know, with already some of the metros being lost to opposition parties, I think they've already done an amazing job. And I hope it's a trend that continues.
Absolutely, absolutely right. Well, you just keep doing what you do. I can't let you go. A lot of messages. I can't let you go without asking you about your Shira Choir, Nigun. Did you get good? Did you get a lot of positive feedback from that? It's a favorite here on this show. We play it all the time. We'll play it again to play out today. But what kind of reaction did you get from that?
Sorry, the song you're talking about?
The Shira Choir, I think it was. What's it called?
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Oh, that was amazing. I've got a very good friend of mine, Khoni G, he's a Jewish musician.
Yes.
And he helped me out with the transliteration and you know, just making sure that everything I did was kosher. So he helped me out quite a lot. And obviously I reached out to the Shira Choir themselves, who are based in New York, and they loved it. So
that's incredible.
You know, that's out in the world now. That song was actually, I released the song on the day that I heard that, you know, my wife was in labor and we were about to have our baby boy.
Yeah, we were going to chat to you and we had set that up, but it was clear that we weren't sure if that was going to happen or not. And in fact, you went on to have your little boy. So that is wonderful.
I'm sorry I couldn't make that interview, but I think I was in the delivery room at the time, probably.
So we kind of fully understand that. Absolutely amazing. Thank you, as always. Just keep doing the magical work that you are doing. David Scott, the Kifness music producer and artist. It is 8:57. I'm Howard Feldman. Good morning.